Well, I'm thankful to be here, and I acknowledge I feel a real need of the Lord's help tonight. Ask for your prayers. The Lord would bless this portion of His Word to each one of us. I'd like to begin in the book of Mark, the fifth chapter. Mark, the fifth chapter, and beginning with the 22nd verse. It says, "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." We see here of Jesus' ministry and read in different instances where the fame of Jesus went before him and it preceded him in the land or the places that he went. And they had heard the story of the lame that had been made to walk and of the sicknesses that had been cured and of the demons that had been cast out. And I can imagine in my mind the hope that would spring up within me if I had a need, if my daughter had a need, and I hear that Jesus is going to be passing by, that Jesus is going to be drawing nigh. Maybe I don't know a whole lot about him, and maybe I don't have a whole lot of answers, but I have hope in what he's able to do. Because if the Lord did it for them, maybe he can do it for me as well. So we read here about two different people that came to the Lord. A woman who had tried everything that she had at her disposal and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse, said, If I can but touch Jesus. And there was a faith in him and in his ability to take care of the problem that she had that compelled her to go that length, that compelled her to go and press through the throng, because I know that he has the ability to take care of the need that I have. Well, I'd like to continue reading just a bit more. "While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" Now this is skipped a little bit as it told us. Jesus was going to Jairus' house, and this woman with the issue of blood came and pressed through and stopped him where he was. Thank the Lord that he cares enough about us in our needs to stop and pay attention to me and to hear my cry unto the Lord. Think about blind Bartimaeus as he was sitting by the side of the road and he heard a commotion and maybe he asked, Who is that? What's going on? It's Jesus. And I believe something sprang up within him as well and said, Here's my chance. Here's my opportunity. And he didn't allow that window to pass by, regardless of the opposition, regardless of the shame and the embarrassment and all the things that he had to press through. No, this is my opportunity. And I'm here to lay claim to what I believe could be mine. There was faith that was the root of that sprang out of to believe that Jesus is able. And I want us to know tonight that Jesus is still able. That he's still able to take care of whatever our needs are. Notice Jairus as he came. And I can imagine, having not been to this point, but I can imagine if it was my daughter, the despair, the sense of hopelessness, perhaps. I've done all that I know to do. And I've stood by her bedside and I see her go down more and more and more. And I feel this sense of desperation. I want to do something. I want the life of my daughter. I know what I'll do. I'm going to go find Jesus. He has the answer when no one else has an answer for me. And he went and found the Lord. And the Lord was on his way. Can you imagine getting this report? It's too late. It's too late. Don't worry about it anymore. It's beyond the point of any hope. Life is already gone. Why are you troubling the master anymore? You know, the enemy would like to come along to us and try to tell us it's too late. You're beyond the point of any hope. Why are you even putting in for it anymore? Why are you trying for it anymore? You know, perhaps you've tried this before and you've not gotten the help that you need. Why are you bothering? Why are you troubling yourself or the master? But you know, Jesus didn't turn around there and throw up his hands and say, well, it's too late. We didn't make it in time. You remember whenever Lazarus died, the hurt that his sisters felt. And you see it come out whenever Jesus finally arrived. And I believe it was Mary that didn't even come out of the house at first. And they said, Master, if you would have been here, this wouldn't have happened. Again, I have faith in what you were able to do. But notice they were speaking in past tense. If you would have been here 3 days ago, I know you could have helped then. But it's beyond the point of help now. It's beyond the point of being able to do anything about it. But Jesus didn't go home. And whenever he got this report, he didn't turn around and go back. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And that's what I want to challenge us with tonight. Only believe. As you know, the enemy would like to come along whatever station of life we're in and say, you're beyond hope. To those that are out in sin, you're too far down that path. There was a time, perhaps, that you could have gotten some help. But I don't believe just to those that are in the depths of sin. I believe the enemy, because he's come along my way, and say, you know this thing right here that you've been wanting some help with? You've been wanting some greater victory with? Well, you know, there's just, you're too far now. You know, there's not any hope for that anymore. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, whenever we look on a situation and we don't see life, to us it's beyond hope. The finality of it is there's nothing that can be done at this point. Well, let's turn and look at a familiar passage in Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, will bring up flesh upon you, and cover your skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bones. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. You know, just as the Lord had said, it came to pass, Ezekiel looking at that, Lord, you're asking, so maybe the answer isn't as obvious as what I thought, but Lord, I sure don't see it. You know, we can begin to reason and look at the circumstances of our life. And I can remember as a young person the enemy coming along and saying, you know, you've been down to that altar however many times. You know, it's going to be embarrassing to go again. You know, you've tried this long enough. You're not going to be able to overcome. You're not going to be able to have a consistent life. But I want to encourage us tonight, only believe in the Lord. I don't have the answer for you, but the Lord does. And if we come to him in faith, believing, in a simple childlike faith, doesn't the scripture say in one place you have not because you ask not? I want to encourage us when the enemy comes along in those places of our life that he would try to tell us, maybe there's not life right there. I'm kind of withered up in this area of my life. And the enemy comes along to discourage and to hinder our faith, only believe. Because the Lord is still able. As he did with this young daughter. Oh, Jairus, it may look like to you all hope is gone. But I'm God. And I'm able to still do that which is impossible. Back into the Gospels. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Matthew 8, and beginning in the 8th verse, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Speak the word only, and thy servant shall be healed. My servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. To another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Seemed like a pretty simple thing that he said. You know, there's another instance where a woman came to the Lord looking for some help, and the Lord said, Don't you know it's not meat to give the children's bread unto the dogs? And she had every opportunity to turn around and be offended and think, Well, it's not for me, but she persisted, and the Lord said something similar of her. Great is thy faith. And that woman didn't leave without what she came for. And you know, we don't have to leave without what we came for to this meeting. The Lord is still in the business in this day of salvation of answering and taking care of those needs that we have in our lives. But the scripture says, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it is that the enemy wants to target the very foundation of that. Our faith, our ability to even grasp that the Lord can help me. And I can look and say, well, you know, if I was brother so-and-so, it looks like they're on the mountaintop and they've got it together. If I was them or if I was that one, then I'd be able to. But that one can be you. And it can be me. Amen. The enemy's business is trying to undermine what God is able to do in our mind. Because if I don't really believe, I won't put forth the effort to put in for what the Lord has for us. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. The scripture says in James, let's turn to the first chapter of the book of James. James James 1 and 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." You know, we can struggle sometimes with the passages that say things like, "Whatsoever you ask in faith, believing, you'll receive it." And I say, "Lord, there's a lot of things that I've asked for that doesn't seem like I've gotten it." You know, if we ask anything according to his will, he giveth it to us. I want to ask you, is it according to his will that we have victory in our lives? Is it according to his will that we have the peace of God abiding within? According to his will that we have wisdom? Folks, we can come to the Lord in faith, believing, knowing. As Jesus said in trying to impart something of the nature of his Father, he said, "Which one of you being a father, if your son comes to you and says, 'Father, I have a need, I'm hungry,' you're going to turn and give him a stone?" That's the Father's heart towards us in giving good things to his children, the Holy Spirit. Those needs that we have deep down inside that maybe no one else fully understands. But those places that I wrestle with and grapple with of needing some victories in places in my life, the Lord has the help for us. I'd like to turn to the fifth chapter of the book of John. John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. You know that's why there was a great multitude of folk gathered around? Because they had seen for themselves. Thank the Lord for a cloud of witnesses that we can look upon and see for ourselves. And folks, if the Lord did it for them, he can do it for me, and he can do it for you. It was for that reason that those that had all manner of needs and sicknesses and diseases said, "I want to be down there, because I've seen what happens when the water's troubled." So they had all gathered around, but there was a certain man there which for 38 years had had an infirmity. Jesus walked by, and he saw this man lying there, knowing that he had been a long time in that case, and he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Don't you think that'd get discouraging after a while? You try and put everything you have into it, and someone gets there right ahead of you. You try again the next day, and maybe this is my day. You try again and again, somebody steps in front of you. But do you realize this man knew where help was? And that's where I want to be. Maybe I can't get there today, but I'm sure not going to get it sitting at home. Folks, I know, and young people, I know the enemy can discourage us sometimes. I've tried. I want to encourage you, you're not going to get it by walking away. You're definitely not going to get it that way. Keep putting in for it. Keep seeking the Lord for it. And be determined, whatever it takes, however many times, "Lord, I have to seek you for help here. I know my faith is anchored in you, to know that you have the answer and the help that I need." But notice this man's reaction when the Lord himself came to him and offered him the help that he needed. Lord, here's all the reasons that I have in my mind that I've built. Here's why I can't. And overlooked the very fact of the simplicity of the offer that God, Jesus had for him. I just asked you if you want to be made whole. That's an easy question, isn't it? Yes, Lord. Yes, I want to be whole. The Lord doesn't need our reasons. He doesn't need all of our explanations and all of that that we try to reason through and piece together in our minds. He needs us to come to Him when He touches something in our lives that maybe I've struggled and I've worked with and I've battled with and say, Lord, it's in You. I don't have all the answers. I don't know why I'm where I'm at. I don't know why I've struggled with this thing over and over, but I know the answer is in You. But there's a reason, Lord. Another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, cut right through all that. Rise, take up your bed and walk. I am He that has the answer that you need. And folks, it's still Jesus today that has the answer to whatever problems that I have in my life. I want to encourage your faith tonight. In this meeting, we search ourselves to say, Lord, are there some places down in my life? We pick often on the young people. But I don't feel too bad because I was one and I got picked on as well. You know, it's not only the young people that have needs. And I fear sometimes that the longer we go, we can have things about us that we become accustomed to. That I've carried this thing around so long, 38 years, that it becomes my identity. This is just who I am. I'm the man over in the corner that's infirm and can't get there. That's what I'm known by. It's what I've always been last year, this year, and I guess I'm going to be that way next year too. You know, old and young alike, the Lord still wants to complete that work in our lives. Those things that maybe I've carried around with me and I've excused or I've just said that's who I am, or I guess I'm just going to have to live with this thing, and I guess I'm just going to have to carry this little lack of victory around with me. Folks, there's one that's passing by that is simply asking, do you want to be made whole? And our hope is in Him. Only believe. Only believe. When the enemy comes along and whispers his discouraging, despairing thoughts in our mind, what's the use? Why try again? Why keep putting in for the same thing over and over? I want to encourage us tonight. Through faith in the Lord, folks, He has the answer that we need. Only let Him ask in faith, believing. Lord, I know You're able. I know You have the answer for the problems that I have in my life that I'm struggling with. And the Lord is able to meet each one of those, regardless of the situations, the circumstances, the explanations. You could try to explain your situation to me, and I'm willing to listen. You know, the Lord really doesn't even need an explanation. The Lord really doesn't even need us to lay our case out before Him. He wants us to come and just open ourselves up unto Him, saying, Lord, there's a spark of something here that I realize what I've maybe overlooked or just accepted and just said, I guess it's just going to be this way. A spark of something I pray that the Lord would stir within us to say, Lord, You still have the help that I need. May God bless each one. Amen.